Our guest is Paul Arrigo, 20 years head of Visit Baton Rouge.
You know, Jim, I think I remember the Sunday morning a year ago, we were all glued to our televisions, and certainly we are so dependent on first responders and the police and the sheriff, deputies, what have you, not only for the safety of citizens, but certainly for the safety of visitors. And as you know, we just had some 18, 20,000 women bowlers in town without an incident, and that's, I think that says a lot for this city.
Well, this came on the heels of the Alton Sterling shooting, and unfortunately, July of last year was horrible, and then it was followed by the August flood. Mm-hmm. So we had quite a summer in 2016, one we'd rather not have, but you believe we're on the mend.
Well, I, you know, we've got so much going on right now, and I'm so really proud of what's happening in this community. And like I just said, we had the women bowlers in town that went out last week, finished up last Sunday, and to come to Baton Rouge and to be welcomed like they were, and to go back home to not only the 50 states, but some international countries, you know, and say wonderful things about Baton Rouge, and what a tremendous time they had in Baton Rouge. This is priceless, and priceless what we've gained on that.
Well, if you'd like to talk to Paul Arrigo, 877-217-5757. As noted, he grew up in New Orleans, but you have found Baton Rouge quite hospitable, and you're telling the story of Baton Rouge now. And one of the things you have to do on occasion, you have to go out and see if we can increase taxes. In this case, a hotel occupancy tax. You tried once and were unsuccessful. Right. Why is it hard to get people to vote for a tax that largely is not going to affect them at all?
You know, I think what we ran into last time, and again, Jim, we are not advocating the tax. We are informing the listeners of what
of the opportunities.
That's right. That is absolutely correct. We're going to an if and then. If this 2% tax goes through on hotels in certain parts of the parish, and it is endorsed by the hotel association, then a certain amount of money, some $1.3 million, will be able to go to River Center Arena, which is some 40 years old now and needs some renovation, and about the same amount, $1.4 million, will come to us to mm-hmm. exclusively market Baton Rouge. There's a lot of organizations that we've got coming to Baton Rouge and had come to Baton Rouge that requires a certain amount of enhancement and a certain amount of bid monies, and we want to compete. A perfect example is Shreveport put in a similar tax about a year and a half ago, and they're getting some sporting events, and they're getting some conferences and conventions, and we want this to compete with the other cities.
Well, the tax will be on the ballot in November. There will be an election before then in October, but this is a November measure, and 1% of the tax would go to Visit Baton Rouge,
correct.
I understand. And funds from this would be used to help attract new sporting events, major events, conferences, and then the other 1% would go to the Raising Cane's River Center for renovations and enhancements. The arena was built in 1977. But there are those who say, look, I'm all taxed out. We've got one of the highest taxed cities in America, one of the highest taxed states. Why do we need more?
Well, you know, the thing about a hotel tax, it is the most stands out when one visits any city. You know, we just had an awful lot of people go up to Omaha. I think Omaha tax is about 17% on a hotel. I believe Knoxville, when we go to Tennessee, is about 17%. One does not really look at that tax when one visits a community, particularly, you know, you look at New Orleans and you look at, I just mentioned two smaller cities, you look at New York, Houston, what have you. It will not affect the locals unless locals use hotel rooms. There's some discussion at one time, will this tax affect people who are evacuated, et cetera? Our research indicates that the vast majority, in fact, we could not find any significant number at all, that paid that hotel room during the storms and what have you. That was all paid by agencies and what have you. So for the most part, the hotel tax would be paid by visitors. And isn't this so cool? A visitor comes to Baton Rouge, pays this tax. We use this tax to draw more visitors to Baton Rouge. And like I said, we just finished up the Bowling Congress, the Women Bowling. We have the men coming back in 2025. Jim, we just finished up a Triple Crown Marucci Southern Championship. We just finished up USA Track and Field Masters Outdoor. We've got coming in a Marucci's World Series. We've got coming in, listen to this, the National Pro Fast Pitch Championship. This is professional. This is the Super Bowl of pro fastball championships, and we've got a USA Elite group coming in. So that's five groups coming in over the next several weeks. That's about $6.4 million in economic impact, about 10,000 visitors, and there was about $50,000 of cost associated with that that we picked up. So there to bring in organizations like this and to continue mm-hmm. to compete, we're going to have to continue to bring in these groups. The money will help us bring in these organizations and more organizations. And again, it does not essentially affect the local citizens.
All right, 877-217-5757 or talk at talklouisiana.org. For Paul Arrigo, president of Visit Baton Rouge, 20 years. Visitors in 2016 spent $9 million in this area, and the hospitality industry employs over 12,000 people, 12,000 in East Baton Rouge Parish. Angela asked the question. Now, it's one that you may not have fielded before, and that's why I guess it's a good question. Do you have any thoughts, or does Visit Baton Rouge have any stance on the smoking ban being proposed for bars and casinos?
No, that's a very good question. No, we do not. I think that there are certain bars and casinos that are fighting that. I think it's something that in our lifetime will be a ban everywhere. So, again, it's something that we don't really get involved in. A visitor doesn't come to an area because they're smoking in bars or avoids an area because they're smoking in bars.
Well, I don't think they have that ban in Las Vegas. They seem to have a lot of people traveling to Nevada. But still, there are those who they don't want to be around smoke, Paul.
Right.
So I would think you might actually attract some people and probably would have some people saying, look, I'll go somewhere where I can smoke.
I don't think that's going to really make a difference one way or the other, Jim.
Okay. You say tourism has a 40-to-1 return on investment. Where do you get that number?
That's from the State Office of Tourism. And, you know, actually you gave a figure out a little while ago. We're going to be getting some new numbers in July. And here we are in July, so we expect it soon from the state that does the research. Last year, I believe we were close to $1 billion of expenses, expenditures here in the capital area, and we think we're going to really go well above that. The amount of tax money will be presented at that time with the individual save on taxes as a result of expenditures by visitors. And the thing about visitors, when they come to a community, they don't really utilize our services. Yes, they use our roads. They don't use our schools. They don't use the police unless God help, unless they need to. So what I'm saying is, it's money coming in, and really not that much money involved in sustaining them coming to Baton Rouge. So I'm encouraging all of your listeners here on the Talk Louisiana with Jim Inkster show to pick up the phone and make a phone call to one of their friends and family out of town and say, hey, why don't you visit Baton Rouge? We've got a couple more weeks left of summer. We've got some great things coming up the remainder of this summer. Just this week, we're starting Restaurant Week, which is specials throughout the restaurants, throughout the community here. It's certainly a valuable opportunity for visitors to come and experience what we have. And it's a relatively inexpensive city. You know, several years ago, we looked at some studies where we were like of all the major cities, like the 10th lowest in cost for a visitation. And that's why the tax will not affect us that much more as far as bringing or losing business. But when we're a relatively inexpensive city to visit, we have relatively mm-hmm. inexpensive of food prices and hospitality hotels. So we encourage the Baton Rouge community to invite their out-of-town visitors to Baton Rouge. We encourage leaders in organizations to help us bring conferences and conventions to Baton Rouge. This is a community that is served itself well in inviting and hosting and making visitors feel so very, very welcome in the capital area, and we want to continue that trend.
All right, 877-217-5757. We're about to go to a break, but a question from Lance about the crime. Is that sometimes an impediment to getting tourism?
Listen, obviously we're very, very concerned about crime. We have not had any lost business or any concerns recently in regard to crime. What does concern us is a certain amount of crime going on down the road in New Orleans, because we depend very much on visitation, people coming through New Orleans, particularly internationals and people who include New Orleans onto Baton Rouge, onto Natchez, Mississippi as part of their trip. But I can tell you that while crime does concern us and that which is associated with crime, we have not had any significant loss of business recently in regard to that.
Doug and Watson, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana, Doug.
Yes, I just wanted to say that I travel as much as I can, and I really do not like hotel and rent car taxes. I feel like whenever I visit your city, I'm already there and spending a tremendous amount of money, and that is just a way to turn the screws on me a little more. So anyway, I'll listen offline. Thank you.
Thank you, Doug.
Well, when you visit elsewhere, I don't like taxes either, but we pay them. And, Doug, if you come to Baton Rouge, yes, you will have to pay the additional 2% tax. But if you don't, you'll just continue to pay the tax that you spend elsewhere with rental cars and what have you.
How does our tax compare with New Orleans?
New Orleans has a structure tax where it's, I think, somewhere around 15% plus $1, $2, or $3 per plus whatever. It depends on the size of the hotel and what have you. But from a statewide point of view, we would be, I think, 0.04%. I think Shreveport would be 15.6. We would be 16, slightly above and certainly below New Orleans. What some of these cities have, like Shreveport, that just upped their tax, some of these cities have what's called the enterprise tax money that the state collects and rebates back to various CVBs. We do not get that. Our rebate goes to other entities. So we're in a situation where we have a budget. I don't even want to compare us to New Orleans, but we are below Shreveport. We're almost equal, pretty close to Lake Charles. But when you've got the second largest city in Louisiana with some 10,000-11,000 hotel rooms to fill, that tax is going to be used, and it is a dedicated tax. It will be used for marketing Baton Rouge.
877-217-5757 for Paul Arrigo. Michael on Florida Boulevard. Hi, Michael.
Hello, how's it going? Thank you for taking my call.
I have a question.
I was listening to Mr. Arrigo say that, get on the phone and call people to tell them to come visit Baton Rouge. My question is there a certain criteria, procedure, or protocol for an event that you may have that can attract visitors to Baton Rouge? Reason being, I have an event that we've been doing here for 3 years now called Red Beans and Rice Monday that has brought in musicians and tourists from as far as New Zealand, New York, and around the country. And how could we be a part of Visit Baton Rouge to make people aware of that? Thank you, and I'll take the answer offline.
Oh, terrific. Thank you. That's great. And I do believe I have heard of your organization. Why don't you give me a call, and I'm going to give you my number, 382-3583. We have a marketing plan that we provide to visitor-generated events like yours that includes billboards, includes social media, and a certain amount of advertising. There's no cost for that. So we do want to help promote those events that do bring visitors into town, and certainly a lot of the clubs do bring in events. Arts Council has their ebb and flow, Blues Fest, what have you. And if and when, when this tax is passed by the visitors, by the locals on visitors, we're going to be able to enhance certain events by utilizing some of these monies to bring in even bigger and more attractive entertainment to the capital area that draws visitors. Our whole purpose is to bring visitation to Baton Rouge. So please give me a call. I would love to set you up with our marketing department and help promote that event. We're excited about the international visitation that you bring to Baton Rouge, and it's certainly a great market for us. Thank you.
Thank you. 877-217-5757. Now, the hotel situation downtown has changed dramatically in the last 15 years. I think 15 years ago, probably the only one open was the Belle of Baton Rouge.
About that time the Belle opened.
And now we
got about 1,100 rooms downtown now. But, Jim, you're saying downtown. You look throughout this whole community, about 4,000 rooms since I've been president. College Drive, Blue Bonnet, what have you. And we represent the entire city. A great deal of our conferences, you know, I would say the majority of conferences that we solicit go to the College Drive area because of the hotels with the meeting space. An awful lot go out to Blue Bonnet. We represent the entire parish, but as far as sporting events, use hotels throughout the entire parish because there's not a need for meeting space. So while you mentioned downtown, and downtown's come so very, very far, especially with the expansion of the River Center some 10 years ago or so, the Raisin Cane River Center, we represent the entire area, and our efforts do bring conventions and conferences and individual visitors, tourists, international travelers to the entire Baton Rouge area.
Do we have the population in Baton Rouge, independent of visitors, to sustain big hotels? Because you got to have some local activity as well.
Well, I think if you look at the number one of any city that is not a established destination, you mentioned Las Vegas, New Orleans, any city that is not an established destination relies very much on corporate transient business, government business, that associated with LSU, non-sporting, et cetera. So I think as this city continues to become more and more of a capital community and more with business and banking and what have you, yes, we will be able to sustain what we've got right now and hopefully be able to grow what we can do. Again, that incremental business that we can bring in with this additional funding, particularly sporting events, major entertainment events, and conferences. You know, a lot of these conventions, to bring them in town, there's a certain amount of ancillary cash required. We've got three or four major, huge religious conferences coming to Baton Rouge this summer, such that we need to finance busing and transportation and some other ancillary needs to make this happen. So as long as we continue to bring these conferences in, it's going to take money, and we're going to continue to spend that money. And this additional tax money will be dedicated exclusively for marketing. There will be nothing, no administrative or anything like that. We're going to exclusively use it to market the city for major events.
Now, last year it was on the ballot, and it was close, but it was defeated. Were you surprised?
Yeah, I was. I really was. We really went into that thinking, and we thought we informed the community on what it would be used for and where it would be coming from. It would be coming, for the most part, from visitors. We're going to do a better job this time because I think it's good for the community.
Okay. Nicholas writes, airports in Europe provide translators. This encourages foreigners to travel. Why can't major Louisiana airports provide boots with translators? Okay. I don't know. What kind of international travel do we get here?
We get a great deal of Canadian. We get some German. We get Australian. We have a couple of folks on staff that do speak German and French. At the airport, I don't think our staff right now does speak foreign languages or international. And believe it or not, most of the internationals that come to Baton Rouge drive through from New Orleans or arrive on the riverboats, the Delta, Queens, et cetera, and come into our office. So I think it's something we're going to look into, but hasn't been a major concern as of yet.
Now, here's a devilish question from Casey. You being a New Orleanian by birth, but you've lived in Baton Rouge and the ambassador for the city, which city has the better restaurants, Paul or Rico?
Oh, Baton Rouge, without doubt.
Your top three restaurants in Baton Rouge.
You know, you're going to throw that at me, Jim, it's so funny because my wife and I so very seldom go out to eat because we're involved with most of my dining involves Rotary and clients and what have you. I like Sammy's. I think Sammy's is a great value. I like Ruffino's. I like Jubin's. I like a Little Village. And if I left out anybody, I'd like
right,
you too. I like
four.
The Chimes.
Five. Okay, then you're up to five.
Oh, man, you're throwing at me.
So if somebody were coming to town for an elegant evening from New York City, where would you take them?
I would think Little Village could be one. Again, Ruffino's. Depending
on
what
they
were
Italian
really
restaurants. I wonder why.
You know what? It's so funny because most communities that have large Italian, the Giulio brothers, right? The Chimes. My God, there's so many. Capital City Grill downtown.
Yeah, listener says, don't forget Gino's.
Tsunami. My friend Gino, we just lost Mama Marino a couple of weeks ago. God bless him. There are so many restaurants here. It's so hard to
put. What about steak? If Donald Trump, we know the president loves steak. If he comes to town, where would he like to go?
I think the first Ruth Chris franchise was here in Baton Rouge. You've got a Fleming's, but more of a local kind of funky places. Doe's Eats.
By the way,
Government.
Story, and I know this, the owner at the Frost Stop told me that when the president came here to the River Center last year for his campaign appearance, that's where he wanted to go, was Frost Stop. He loves that kind of food.
He likes
they close at 8 o'clock, so they weren't able to host the president of the future president of the United States.
Well, when he was here for Miss USA, we had cheeseburgers ready for him.
There you go. Thank you, Paul Arrigo. Always a pleasure. Back tomorrow. Stay tuned.